Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi, a deeper look as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas Avi Mori Arav Hillel Ben Meir Yechiel Mechel Zecharono Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zecharono Lebracha. Today we're going to close out Sefer Shmuel with Shmuel Bet Perek Chav Dalet, and I want to talk a little bit about Aravna, the Yebusi. David HaMelech meets up with Aravna and he takes over the threshing floor of Aravna in the middle of the great battle that the Malach HaMabes was coming around with as he was bringing out the great plague. Now, according to the Mefarshim, Rashi cites in Pasuk Chav Gimel that Aravna was the king of Yebusi when David conquered the Yebusi. And so the Yebusi were not considered one of the Zayim Amamin. They were therefore allowed to stay in Eretz Yisrael because they agreed to some sort of situation. And we'll figure out what that situation is all about. According to the Radak, the Yebusim were not considered one of the Zayin Amamin because they agreed to keep the Shev Mitzvos B'nei Noach and pay a tax. According to others, the Mitzudas David, for instance, after the Yebusim were conquered, Aravna converted and retained the title of king. Now, the Rabag over here in Pasuk Yud Ches writes that Aravna was Megayer as well, and so that's why he was able to stay in Yerushalayim. However, the Sidrei Taros to Oalos, in Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, quotes the Yerushalmi Peya, Perek Ches, Halacha Zayin, that says that the family of Antobli was in Yerushalayim, and it was able to trace its lineage to Arnon Hayabusi. So it sounds like the Yerushalmi was saying that he wasn't a, that according to Yerushalmi, he was a Ger Tzedek. And that's the way Mitzudas David explains it as well, that he was a Ger Tzedek. However, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chav Dalet, Amud Beis, suggests that he was not a Ger Tzedek. He was a Ger Toshav, just like the Radak says, that he took upon himself not to be Oved Avodah Zarah and to keep the Shev Mitzvos B'nei Noach. And so the Divrei Malkiel quotes that he thinks that the Mitzudas David has a mistake in it, because how could the Mitzudas David go against the obvious Gemara? And it must be that what the Mitzudas David was pointing out is that he was not a Ger Tzedek, but really what he should have been, according to Mitzudas David, was a Ger Toshav. Very major difference. Why? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, tells us about a certain episode that will affect the later king, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, where Chizkiyahu HaMelech is going to have to go ahead and declare a leap year. Why? Mipnei Atuma. So what was the Tuma? So Tosis over there in Masechta Sanhedrin, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, explains in the name of the Yerushalmi that the Tuma and the Beis HaMikdash, that they need to be Mitar in order to be able to bring the Karban Pesach in its right time, was the skull, the Golgoles of Aravna Yebusi, which they found underneath the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph Halach Yud Gimel, says that's a very difficult issue. Why? Because if Aravna was a Ger Toshav, that would mean he wasn't Jewish. If he's not Jewish, then his head should not have be able to create a Tumas Ohel. And so therefore, it would be a very, very hard thing to explain as to how all these Kohanim became Tameh, because the only way for them to have become Tameh would have been to actually touch their skull. And so, that would be a very, very difficult thing to come to. So some of the Mefarshim here want to suggest that, well, by being a Ger Toshav, maybe there is a Tumas Ohel. And maybe if that were the case, we would be able to reconcile Tosis's comment together with the idea of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Naaman would be a Ger Toshav. And, Aravna would be a Ger Toshav. He would remain a Goy, as our Gemara in Avodah Zarah suggests. However, as a Ger Toshav, he will be able to convey some degree of Tuma, including a Tumas Ohel, which would be consistent with the statement of the Gemara in Sanhedrin with Tosis' explanation. However, the Beis Shmuel in Avodah Zarah points out, he says, we never find the Yerushalmi who quotes the opinion. How can we say that he was a Ger Toshav? In other words, that he took upon himself all the mitzvahs of the Torah. It sounds like, as far as a Ger Toshav is concerned, the Tumas Ohel, he is like a non-Jew. And so therefore, that would create a certain degree of difficulty. And so therefore, it must be that if, in order for us to make any sense out of the situation, Kivrei Akum should be Metame Be'ohel. that's a machlokes, and it's not one that's agreed to by everybody. It's interesting, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Pei Dalet Os Vav brings down our sugya over here and points out that David HaMelech bought the Makom HaMikdash from Aravna HaYabusi. Now, it can't be that that David conquered, when he conquered Yerushalayim, he would have conquered this place. However, because afterwards we find that it's in the hands of Aravna HaYabusi. So how could that be? How could Aravna HaYabusi have held on to the place if he was a Ger Toshav? How could we go against Lo Seichanim? A mitzvah that you can't give a Chanaya Bekarka, we can't allow the non-Jews to have any sort of encampment in our land of Eretz Yisrael. And so it sounds like we can't give them that peace. And certainly, based on the understanding that he picks up the field from that a goy removes the obligations of Trumos and Maestros. If that's the case, a Ger Toshav does as well. And if that's the case, freeing up Eretz Yisrael would be a fundamental difficulty. Certainly freeing up Yerushalayim would be a fundamental difficulty. And so therefore, it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted his Hashras HaShchina not to be in an area that was conquered, but rather it should be an area that came to B'nai Yisrael through Kesef Mali, through a purchase. And so therefore, David HaMelech had to go ahead and receive this Derech Kesef Mali. So suggests the Minchas Chinuch. So again, in sum, Aravna HaYabusi seems to have been identified as somebody who was either a Ger Tzedek, according to the minority opinion, or more likely, a Ger Toshav. If he were to be a Ger Toshav, we might suggest that he was a Ger Toshav who accepted quite a bit upon himself. That's why his Tumah, when he died, maybe there would be a Tumas Ohel. And certainly, that is a matter of dispute among the contemporary, among the poskim in the Bavli and in the Yerushalmi. The Minchas Chinuch, though, had suggested that Aravna HaYabusi clearly was identified as an individual who remained non-Jewish because we wanted to see that the land of Eretz Yisrael would, and certainly the land of the Makom HaMikdash, should be something that would have been paid for, and so therefore we find in our parak that David HaMelech indeed proceeded in that direction. We will be zocha to the benefits of the monies that were paid, and Be'ezras Hashem experience the opportunity to serve together on the field of Aravna HaYabusi, Bebinyan Beis HaMikdash, B'mehera B'Yameinu. Have a wonderful, amazing, fantastic day.